take your seats. It's that time once again for Roman's College of Country Knowledge on US 99 with your host, Dougie Stiles.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we got a whole bunch of cash that we would love to drive on down to Woodridge and give it all to Greg. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, buddy. You'll be doing a lot better if you kick off your extended weekend, I guess, with $450.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool, man. What would you do with all that money?
I don't even know where I'd start. Well, I have no idea yet. One thing at a time. One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. Beat me first, then we'll talk what you spend that, okay?
Sounds good.
Kick him out of the studio. Let's get you that cash. Come on now, Greg.
Get out of the studio.
Five questions. Whoever gets the most correct is going to be the winner. All ties are going to Roman. Thanks to our friends from Hamilton County, Indiana. Greg, if you're ready, here we go with question number one. Brittany Aldean posted pics of the latest progress on the new home she and Jason are having built. Not surprisingly, this place, dude, it's massive. The house is being built just outside what major southern city?
Atlanta, I think.
Even though she's currently in court fighting with her ex-husband over whether he should give her $60,000 a month in spousal support, Natalie Maines is also finding time to record with what group?
The Dixie Chicks.
Morgan Wallen seems to have his second bona fide country hit with Whiskey Glasses. Who did he collaborate with on his first hit called Up Down?
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, I love that song. Dan and Shay, they sang it last night with Tori Kelly at the Billboard Music Awards. Kelly also did a country song with Chris Lane. What was it called?
Take Back Home, Girl.
And let's close it out. Country singer Brandi Carlile and rocker Dave Grohl did an impromptu free concert at Pike Place Market in Seattle. What group is Grohl the lead singer of?
That's awesome. The Foo Fighters.
Yeah, you know that one right away. All right, let's bring Roman back in the studio. Dude, I got to tell you, Greg, you absolutely crushed it this morning. And the one you got wrong, in my opinion, is the easiest one.
Oh, great.
So you got 4 out of 5 this morning.
Not too bad. I'll take it.
Bad at all.
Brittany Aldean posted pics of the latest progress on the new home she and Jason are having built. Not surprisingly, dude, this place is massive. The house is being built just outside what major southern city?
Is it Nashville?
Nashville. Greg, you went with Atlanta.
Yeah, I messed that one up.
Good guess, though, because he's from there, so good guess.
That's why I guessed it.
All right, you're down one. Let's move along. Even though she's currently in court fighting with her ex-husband over whether he should get $60,000 a month in spousal support from her, Natalie Maines is also finding time to record with what group?
The Dixie Chicks.
All right, you're still down one now, Greg. Let's move along. Question three. Morgan Wallen seems to have his second bona fide country hit with Whiskey Glasses. Who did he collaborate with on his first hit called Up Down?
Love that song. Love these guys. FGL.
All right, so you're still down one, Greg. Going into 4 and 5, you got both of those correct. How you feeling out in Woodridge?
I was feeling good. Not so good anymore.
Dan and Shay last night killed it up on stage with Tori Kelly at the Billboard Music Awards. Tori did a country song with Chris Lane as well. What was it called?
Take Back Home, Girl.
Let's move along. Let's close it out. Question 5. Country singer Brandi Carlile and rocker Dave Grohl did an impromptu free concert at Pike Place Market in Seattle. What group is Grohl the lead singer of?
That would be the Foo Fighters.
That is correct also. And unfortunately, Greg, you fell one short this morning.
Well, it's hard to beat Roman. He knows his stuff. So.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And you know what? For saying that, we're going to give you a pair of tickets for Lake Shake. You pick whatever day you want to go. And also, we'll give you a Chewy's gift card, your official Cinco de Mayo headquarters with locations in Orland Park, Warrenville, and Schaumburg.
Excellent.
Close out our game this morning, and everything is yours.
Hey, this is Greg from Woodridge. I just funked out of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
Your turn.
Text college to 44995 to enroll in a future class of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
With US 99.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.